And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 8th edition. Hope you guys had a great weekend. It's fun baseball action everywhere. Tom Kim in golf, the youngster, winning his first tournament. It was just awesome to see. Great stuff all around. Hope you guys had a good time and enjoyed yourselves. We're back for another week of MLB action for you. Again, I'm on Twitter at BDentric. If you have any questions there, or join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord. We'll get you popping on that one. If you download this and listen to it in podcast form, if you give it a rate and review on iTunes, I truly would appreciate it. Or if you watch it on YouTube, give it the old thumbs up and add a comment. That helps out a ton as well. All right, let's get it cracking for you. Seven-game slate on your Monday to wet the whistle. Totals, Blue Jays, Orioles, 9.5. Reds, Mets, 8.5. Waiting on Wrigley, Nationals, Cubs, should be a doozy. Giants, Padres, 8. A's, Angels, 7. Pirates, D-Bags, 8. Yankees, Mariners, 8. We've got a couple more we're still waiting for there, but lots of offense. We'll have to watch the weather as it's been wet on the northeast of late, so keep an eye on that situation. But for now, business as usual. Pitching on this slate, you got Chris Bassitt at home against the Cincinnati Reds. Bassitt at $9,300, most expensive pitcher. That tells you how the quality of pitching is. We had a lot of aces over the last couple of days, so it's going to be a little dismal the next few. But Bassitt's been outstanding, 23 or more points in 3 or 4 starts. Gets a Cincinnati Reds team you know you can pick on. Striking out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching this past month with a 99 WRC+. Plus. You're not in Great American Small Park. Pitching's rough on this slate. No problem going to Chris Bassitt. But as weird as this sounds for longtime listeners of the show, I prefer Blake Snell at $8,800 over Chris Bassitt at $9,300. I bought into Snell. I was all over him last time. He's been filthy. He's been absolutely outstanding. 21 or more points in 5 of his last 6 starts. He's been great. He shut down the Giants for 6 innings, 1 earned, 11 Ks. Back on July 8th for 34.5 DK points. This Giants team is getting worse and worse out there. They did get Thiago Estrada back over the weekend, which will help against lefties, but still very, very bad team. They're striking out 24% of the time versus lefties in this past month. They do have a 260 average, 220 ice, and a 129 WRC+. Plus. JD Davis has been a welcomed addition over the weekend, but no Darren Ruff, no Longoria. It's a beat-up team. Slater's still good. JD Davis isn't bad. Thiago Estrada coming back is nice as well. But I like taking the chance with Blake Snell and that strikeout upside, $8,800. I like that one quite a bit. Cole Irvin at $8,200 is interesting. He kind of let us down his last time out, gave up 2 earned over 6, only struck out 4. He's not a big strikeout guy. He's got 4, 4, 8, and 4. Those are strikeouts in his last 4 starts. But before this last one, had 20 or more DK points. He has to be very, very efficient. He just wasn't efficient enough in his last start. But it's a weak slate, $8,200 going up against the Angels, a team that strikes out 22.5% of the time versus lefties with a 57 WRC plus over the last month. So you can go to Cole Irvin if you need to. There's other options. Like, I'd rather go to Blake Snell at 88, rather go to Chris Bassitt at 93. I'd probably rather go to Zach Gallen at $7,900 against the Pittsburgh Pirates instead of Cole Irvin. Irvin's still fine. It's a weird slate. You can get different. But Gallen's got 15-plus point upside, like, on the regular right now. Put up 32 points 3 starts ago. And he gets the wonderful Pittsburgh Pirates to attack. Striking out 24% of the time the past month versus righties. 225 average, 122 ISO, 82 WRC+. Plus. So a really intriguing spot there for Zach Gallen if you want to go at 7,900. Other than that, it gets rough as you go down. Jose Suarez will entice some people. A's are hitting a little better, and plus I just don't trust Jose Suarez, but I get the argument if you want it. I'm going to watch the weather. If the weather's fine, Keegan Thompson at $6,700 against the Washington Nationals is interesting. He got beat up against St. Louis his last time out. Just trucked Pittsburgh. Got beat up by the Mets. Trucked the Dodgers. Go figure. So he's put up -4, 31, -6, 26. He's got an elite ceiling for $6,700. He also has a $6,700 floor. That's the difference. But I'll take that ceiling in a matchup against the Washington Nationals, a depleted Washington Nationals team that, if you still look at the month stats, he's, you know, they only strike out 18.5% of the time, 237 average, 86 WRC+. Plus. That mainly includes Juan Soto and Josh Bell. I cannot wait till later this month when those numbers are gone, and it's a whole different ball club. So Keegan Thompson at 6,700 is enticing if you need to punt. I'm not sure you're going to need to, though. There's no pitchers over 10K, so that makes it very feasible as well. So recapping your pitching, Chris Bassitt at 93 is totally fine. Zero problem with that at all. I just prefer saving a little bit and getting to Blake Snell at $8,800. If you want to pair them together, go for it. But I got Snell as my number one on this slate. If you want to go Cole Irvin, fine. I want Zach Gallen at $7,900, a little cheaper than Cole Irvin. So like Bassitt, Gallen, Snell, Bassitt would be a great way to do things. If you need to punt, Keegan Thompson's in play. But I think if you can stay at Gallen and above, you're going to feel better about life. But in tournaments, Thompson, like I said, he could get destroyed. but he has legit got you 26 plus points two of his last four starts. You don't find that very often in the 6K range. That's what makes him a great tournament play. So keep that in mind as well. All right, let's go to the bats. There'll be lots of them, as you can tell, because pitching is hashtag not good on this slate. Catcher's position for you. The Cubs, if hopefully the weather is favorable, great spot against Anibal Sanchez. Wilson Contreras at $4,900 is a very, very juicy spot in that one. Alejandro Kirk has quieted down a bit, but still $4,300 against Jordan Lyles, not bad. I'd rather pay up for Contreras or save some cash at the position. Like, I'd even be willing to save $200 go to Carson Kelly against Tyler Beede at $4,100. That seems like a spot to target. Other guys, you know, you got your Padres, Alfaro, or Nola versus Alex Wood. I respect Wood enough to not go crazy, but those are good situations if you so choose. But I do like, again, if you're not using Blake Snell in a tournament, I like the idea of Joey Bart. Joey Bart is swinging the bat very, very well since he got recalled from the minors, especially versus left-handed pitching, really flexing his muscles. So I like Snell tonight. I like him a lot. If you're going to fade Blake Snell, who's probably going to be very, very chalky, Joey Bart at $2,800 is a very good tournament play in that regard. First base position on this slate, you can go Shohei anytime you want. Vladito, it's the same thing, but I'll prefer Pete Alonso as Justin Dunn makes his first start of the year for the Cincinnati Reds. Pete Alonso's on fire at 6,100. I go that direction. Oregon on a Christian Walker at 30. I think he is 26th of the year on Sunday. He's $3,800 for Tyler Beede, so Arizona might be at a little bit of a discount going up against Tyler Beede, which is a very, very nice spot to be in. Other ones to target, Dan Vogelbach's been crazy, 3,700 if you're really feeling like getting frisky. Ryan Mountcastle's been quiet, but he gets Yusei Kikuchi. If it's the bad Yusei, that's a great $3,100 price tag. So tournaments, you can look at Ryan Mountcastle in that scenario. Other than that, Frank Schwindel at $2,300 versus Anibal Sanchez. Schwindel has been struggling tremendously, but they keep throwing him out there. So you get a cheap Frank at $2,300 versus Anibal Sanchez. If you're stacking the Cubs, that's not a bad way to go on this one. Second base position, DJ LeMahieu, sure, but I'll take Ketel Marte at 5K against Beede. I think that's a really fun spot to target. Or you go down to like Jeff McNeil at 44 versus Dunn. Adam Frazier, maybe cash, not so much tournaments. Ramon Urias at $3,400 versus Kikuchi. I can definitely see that being a nice play. Santiago Espinal at 3K versus Jordan Lyles. Toronto's going to be very popular against Jordan Lyles. That's the highest game total on the slate. So a guy like Espinal could make a year a little different in that regard. So keep him in mind. Other than that, not too much down below for now. Third base position, Brandon Drury, 56. He's 500 more than Machado. That is ridiculous. Give me Josh Rojas at 47 or give me Matt Chapman at 47. I like the Padres. Love the Padres. I like Alex Wood, too. I respect him. So I'm just kind of worried on that one. So give me Josh Rojas against Beede or Matt Chapman, who's crushing everything against Jordan Lyles. And if you want to be really different, Patrick Wisdom versus Anibal Sanchez. I keep mentioning it on the show. Wisdom is showing some great improvements in play discipline, striking out a lot less, more balls in play. The way he hits the ball so hard, that's going to result in very good things, obviously. So Patrick Wisdom at 46, a nice tournament play as well. So Rojas, Chapman, Wisdom, live in that world instead of paying 5K and above for your Padres third basemen. It's where I'd be staying on the slate. Going below 4K, though, Ke'Bryan Hayes, he was one of the barrel leaders this past week. He's $3,500 for his gallon. I don't really want to stack Pittsburgh versus Arizona, but like one-offs, Ke'Bryan Hayes could be one to circle as a nice $3,500 value in that matchup. I do like, similar to the Joey Bart take, JD Davis. He's already hit two home runs in his first four games for the Gigantes, and he's only $2,200 versus Blake Snell. And we know in his entire career, he hits lefties very, very well. He looks like he's comfortable with the Giants. He's swinging it well. If you want to be contrarian in a tournament, JD Davis at $2,200 is a great price tag in this situation. Shortstop position is going to be top heavy as usual. Lindor, but Bichette, $4,500 is too cheap. I played him on Sunday. If you look at his game logs, he's really starting to heat up. DK price hasn't come back. He used to be 5K regularly, over 5K regularly. But he's sitting down here at $4,500 against Jordan Lyles. It's a great price point. He's batting fifth or sixth. It kind of is off everybody's radar compared to what he used to be. So really, really good spot there for Bo Bichette. Thyro Estrada, if you are fading Snell, sure. He does hit lefties extremely well. But Jorge Mateo at $3,500 versus Kikuchi, not too shabby. But in reality, I just want to pay for Bichette at 45. Like O'Neill Cruz in a tournament, sure. Lindor's great, but give me Bichette at 45. I think that's a great price point on this slate. Outfield will be loaded, absolutely loaded. Judge is fine. Mentioned Otani. Soto's eventually going to have a huge game. He keeps walking. He's walking even with the Padres. It's wild to watch those games. Just walks, walks, walks. That's what he does. But Charlie Marte at 54, I don't think many will pay that price point. That is a really good spot there. versus Dunn, and a lot won't pay 47 for Nimmo. Nimmo leading off for the Mets, you put him in front of Pete Alonso on your stack. That could be a nice way to target things as well. Teoscar Hernandez is swinging it well, so you got like a Hernandez and a Bichette type stack there, and then have some fun with that. Taylor Naquin at 45 is not too shabby. I prefer Teoscar, but both very much in play for you. Low 4Ks and below Ian Happ's $4,200. Kind of quieted down, but a great spot versus Anibal Sanchez. Brian Reynolds is there. Lourdes Gurriel's hitting towards the top of the Toronto lineup with George Springer on the IL. He's only 4K versus Jordan Lyles, so keep that in mind with Lourdes. Jesse Winker hit a grand slam on Sunday. He's $3,800 for Jameson Taillon. Winker is getting better. The average has not really improved a lot, but if you look at his overall plate discipline, his quality of contacts, he's looking very, very good over the last like 3-4 weeks or so. So Winker at $3,800, I'd keep him on the radar for tournaments. Austin Slater, if you're fading Snell at $3,600, I almost feel like I have to make a giant stack in like one lineup just to fade Snell because he's going to be so chalky. Like, I love him tonight. He's so chalky. Mitch Haniger's back for Seattle. Seattle, you can get some value with Winker and Haniger down here. This could be a little fun mini stack as well to save some cash. Kind of digging that already. Other bats down here, Trent Grisham, it's lefty-lefty. He hits lefties actually really well, so keep an eye on that. But another Toronto value for you, Raimel Tapia, hitting seventh or eighth most days. He's only $2,900 against Jordan Lyles. That's one I like a lot. I'll have that one circled. Hopefully he's in the lineup. He should be, but that would be one I'd want to target for sure. Another than that, check your lineups. You can make arguments for a handful of guys, but I'm not in love with a lot of them at this point in time. But see what pops out there for you. Recapping your pitching real quick, you got the likes of Chris Bassitt up top at 93, Blake Snell at 88. Blake Snell is my number one on this slate, but expect them to be everybody's number one, and they should be extremely chalky. You can go Cole Irvin at 82 if you want, but I prefer Zach Gallen at 79. Both fine plays, though. I'd like to live in the Zach Gallen and above range, but if you have to punt, Keegan Thompson at $6,700 is where I'll be planting that flag. Stacking things up on this slate, Toronto is a phenomenal stack. I don't mind a game stack with Baltimore, highest total on the slate. Kikuchi's very hit and miss. It's either you stack Baltimore or you play Kikuchi is the way I see it, but we'll see how that one goes. But Toronto for sure. Love the Mets versus Justin Dunn. I think Dunn's got a great future. Just has not shown it lately. I like the Cubs a lot versus Anibal Sanchez. Arizona versus Beattie is a really nice spot as well. So have some fun with that. That's where the main ones are. And then I don't mind Seattle against Taillon to be a little bit different. That could be fun. But mainly focusing on Toronto, New York, Chicago, Arizona, that'd be my main focuses. You can mix and match some other pieces as well. But that'll do it, folks. Fun 7-game slate to get us back started on the week. Hope you guys, again, had a great week. And if you guys give a rate and review to the podcast on iTunes or Spotify, I would appreciate it. If you're watching it on YouTube, give it the old thumbs up. Leave a comment in the comment section. That helps out as well. I'm on Twitter at BDIntric if you have any questions. But for now, be back with you guys tomorrow night for your Tuesday preview. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 8th edition. I'm out.